you know, colorlines.com is an excellent resource that I'd encourage everyone to read. But also, you know, organizations that have been working on this issue. I mentioned Malcolm X Grassroots Project that does a lot around policy. The Nation magazine actually published, I think it was about a year ago, they published one of the first videos that captured the interaction between a young man of color and a police officer who was being slapped and frisked. But yeah, so those are the sort of outlets that I think that folks can go to if they want to stay plugged in. You know, and then I'd also just, you know, say that I think this is an issue that is built around personal narratives, and I think that talking to people in your community about issues of police harassment or even talking to police officers themselves around, or, you know, the ones who are safe to talk to and willing to engage on the subject around what a safe and accountable policing look like. I think that those are conversations worth having. So I think those are conversations that can be had in a number of communities, not just New York.